Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Share and Retweet. I'm one of your hosts, Justin Porter.
I am the other one of your hosts, Andy Ballock. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
As always, don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast or Spotify or
Gijimo.
The strawberry fish of strawberries.
It's also an elephant. And please follow us on all of the social platforms, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Share and Retweet. Super easy.
Yeah.
Super simple.
And have a chat to us. If you like the podcast, get engaged. Yeah, get engaged.
Let's do this.
Could we?
So as we all know, Christmas is coming up and Cher has been dangling a carrot of Christmas swag.
Has she ever?
In front of our face for a couple weeks now.
Here we go. It's Christmas swag time.
It's coming. It has dropped.
Yeah, she's been very busy, which is why she hasn't dropped it yet.
But now it's dropped. She's posted some pictures.
Yep.
The tweet that we're looking at here is from November 16th.
Yep.
And she says, "Not sure if I sent all six or repeated. I have a lot on my mind."
Yes.
And what she's talking about is she has posted four pictures of her Christmas swag.
Yep.
Then she, in another tweet, has posted four more pictures, two of them repeats.
Yep.
There are six unique images of all the Christmas swag.
But three tweets.
And then she posted this, "Not sure if I sent all six."
Mm-hmm.
And then she posted again.
Well, she wants to make sure.
Four more. Yep. Not six.
No.
Just four.
None of which are unique.
No, all of which had already been posted.
Yeah, we've already seen.
We had already seen all of
them. She has more than covered her bases here.
The bases are covered. The bases are fully loaded.
Oh, yeah.
Steal home. Do whatever you need to do. We're ready to go.
At least now we have the swag.
We have the swag.
We finally have the
multiple
swag.
Accounts of the swag. So we know it's all
so much swag.
It's here. Now, what it is, let's talk about the swag. Let's break the swag down.
Yeah, can we?
What it boils down to is two sweatshirts, two mugs, a tote, and a Christmas ornament. And I hate all of them. I love Cher. God loves Cher. But
I'd take a bullet for Cher.
I would dive in front of a moving train for Cher.
Yeah.
But this.
But I am not purchasing any of this swag.
Not even. I would not get this for anyone.
I dislike a few people, so I might get it for them.
And I wouldn't get it for them. Because who would have to look at it? Me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I don't want to see that.
Plus, if you gave somebody this, they know then that you dislike them.
Oh, yeah, it's clear. That's I think you're sending a clear message if you get this swag.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of sending a horse's head.
Now, yes, we are trash talking right now, but you need to look at this swag.
Yeah, go have a look at the swag. Make up your own mind.
Let's talk about what we think has happened, though, because we have some theories here.
I have a real strong theory.
Yes.
I think the Christmas swag has taken so long to happen, and it is of this quality because I think Cher is doing it herself.
I'm going to say you're not alone in that theory. I also believe Cher is doing these designs on her own.
And once you understand that, then you go, okay, so she's a 72-year-old pop megastar who is in the middle of 3 billion shows in Vegas still. Her state has burnt down. She hates the president. She's got a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. But Andy, she had a professional photographer and a professional do the album cover for Dancing Queen.
Did she?
Yes. And I can tell the difference here.
Mm.
It is night and day. She has literally taken her Dancing Queen picture from the cover of her album, changed some colors to make it Christmassy, and added a wreath on her head. Photoshopped a wreath.
Nothing says
on her
Christmas.
Head, like a wreath crown. Changed her eyeshadow on her eyes to red.
She's added some lipstick to a couple of them, and she slapped it on a mug.
What is this? This is such a half-assed attempt at swag. It's not cool.
See, I'm on her side.
Okay, making me the bad guy.
I'm on her side because I don't know how to do this. And in fact, you yell at me every week for not understanding the spreadsheet.
But Andy, you know you can't do this.
Yeah, you're right.
So what have you done for posters for your shows?
I got a professional graphic
designer. Hired a professional! Yes! You hired someone.
I did.
You got someone who knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no difference here. And if she wants to make swag, get someone to make it.
And you know what, Justin? Wasn't expensive. I'm not a global megastar, and I afforded a graphic designer to do my comedy festival posters.
I can almost guarantee you there are people out there with solid Photoshop skills that love Cher so much they would have done all of this for free.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Justin, because our first reply comes from Binge Designs at Binge Designs, who said, all in capitals, so you know they mean business, please, for the love of all things Christmas, work with us. We can do better than this.
Yeah.
Echoing a sentiment felt across the globe.
Yes, I think everyone is feeling this.
Mm-hmm. Cher has replied, there are rules.
There are rules.
I would like to know what the rules. Yeah.
Can't be too good. Must use an existing image. Must look like fan art.
I have to do it.
Must be done by me.
It's in my contract. I do all of my own swag.
Okay, but Binge Design has come back and said, I know, but we... I know.
I'm aware.
But we want to do something truly amazing for you. You know I'm a fan and only want the best for you, XX.
Well, we don't want another t-shirt fiasco on our hands.
No.
We don't want t-shirt gate again.
Not. No.
So maybe they're the rules.
Maybe.
Is it a copyright?
But if she's hiring, it's not a copyright thing.
It's not.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I love this response, though, from Aiden, with three N's.
Like, doubling down on that.
At Sherilyn Streep. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this person
before. Yeah.
And Aiden has said, how many designs did you have to choose from before you narrowed it down to these?
Now,
I don't know if that's shade or if that's an actual question.
I was just about to say that, because I feel like the answer is none.
Right. These are all the designs I did. I posted all of them.
This took me all night.
This took me 3 weeks.
I had six Dr. Red Peppers.
Dr. Red Peppers? What the fuck are those? What's a Dr. Red Pepper? That sounds like something you drink at a cult suicide meeting. We've lost his heart stopped beating. Give him a shot of Dr. Red Pepper. What is Dr. Red Pepper?
I don't know.
Dr. Red Pepper.
Now I want to meet Dr. Red Pepper.
Hello, I'm Dr. Red Pepper.
Can you do something about these designs?
I can burn them. That's all I can do.
So still on the swag bandwagon, on the same day, Cher has tweeted, "What's with the love for this cup? Thought everyone would love Xmas ABBA. Glad to have info. We'll put this photo on black bag and maybe black shirt instead of burgundy, even though I love burgundy." Now, Justin.
Yes.
This was my little nugget of information where I was like, "Ah, oh, we'll put this on black bag."
Now
she's doing
as she goes over to Photoshop and starts working.
This is how you decipher a Cher tweet.
Yeah, so what she's talking about is in the six pieces of merchandise,
yep,
there are only two pictures being used. She's taken two pictures, made them Christmas colory,
yeah,
and put them on different things. One of them is this picture where she's sitting on a chair and she's got kind of a half suit thing happening. One's yes. like a pattern and one's it's two different colors.
Yeah, it's
down
from
the middle.
A photo shoot a couple of months ago.
Yeah, so she's put that on and apparently people really love that on the mug, and she thought people would have loved the ABBA one better, so she's thinking about putting this picture on the tote, slapping it on the tote.
Slapping it on. I love that she's taken it to the people.
Oh, she's taken the feedback.
She's taken. Having done this podcast for what seems like 300 years, I question whether or not these are the people that she should have taken it to.
I quickly realized, looking through the people that respond to her Twitter,
yeah,
that they should not be consulted about anything. Not like this.
Regardless, they have been.
They have been.
And, the tribe has spoken.
And even when they're not consulted, they still chime in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Crystal has got her own request at ShareCrew_DMV. Mm-hmm. Crystal's back.
Crystal's back, baby.
She's on her lunch break from the DMV. Can you put this photo on an ornament for us? So she wants an ornament.
Yep.
Just with the sitting down picture.
Yeah, with the sitting down
picture. No one likes the ABBA picture.
No.
It's terrible. I mean, it's a terrible picture.
I mean, if you had to choose between two of them.
It just looks... Just look at it yourself. You'll see. I'm not going to explain it.
You'll see why we're so enraged by all this. So responding to Crystal, Teresa Craig, at Tony and Sandra. Make of that what you will, Justin. Is it Tony and Sandra or is it Teresa Craig? Who's she hiding from?
No one knows.
What mafia is after her?
It's a witness protection program... gone wrong.
Gone horribly, horribly wrong.
Sandra, you were supposed to change your handle and your name when you went into protection.
Well, I picked one.
You have to change both. You can't be Teresa Craig and then your handle still has Tony and Sandra. Tony is being hunted by yeah. the mafia.
Yeah, but they're not going to look at my handle. They're going to look straight at my name.
You know what? You die tonight, Teresa. I don't care. I retire tomorrow. I don't care what happens to you and your family.
All right. Well, if that's going to be a thing, excuse me while I tweet to Cher for a bit.
Yeah.
Because I've got some opinions on Christmas swag.
All right. Teresa hopefully survives tonight. She survived long enough at least to tweet back at Crystal.
Yeah. What about coffee mugs? She tweets.
And Crystal has replied, she has coffee mugs. Just Crystal with the facts.
Teresa has come back with, I want one.
I really want Crystal to come back and say, well, what the fuck do you want me to do about it? Just, why are you asking me?
I mean,
buy one.
This is why you are on the run, Sandra.
It's questions like this. It's demands into the ether like this.
I can only imagine what you were like with the Russian mafia.
Oh, they did not take kindly to that kind of talk. And then we have Anja.
Yeah, coming in from left field.
Have you talked to Rob lately? Who is Rob? I love that it assumes we know who Rob is.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about, Ange?
Which Rob?
Is it related to swag? Is this a swag-related comment?
Or is this just
classic left field Ange?
Because if it is, I get it. But if somehow this is linked to swag, is Rob doing the designs? Yeah. Is Rob on holiday?
It's almost interesting how the more we can make sense of where their tweets come from, the less they make sense.
They're like quantums. Every time you think you can calculate it, It changes after the calculation yeah. has been made.
Every tweet is a Schrodinger's cat.
It both is and isn't a tweet.
But you can't actually know
you will
without
know.
Changing the outcome. Once you know, it actually changes the meaning.
Yeah, everything goes out the window.
It's just gone. Our whole podcast is a Schrodinger's cat. The moment we find out, our cat's actually dead.
This was a fever dream all along.
But right now, it both is and isn't alive.
Yeah. So I can only assume that Rob has something to do with Burgundy. Rob Burgundy.
Burgundy. Definitely Rob Burgundy.
It's Rob Burgundy.
And the last one to this, which we're going to come back to later, but Margaret Arista the Share Crew.
Yes.
That's the name.
That's the name.
At Arista underscore Margaret.
Yes.
Has replied to this tweet from Cher and said, please, Sherilyn, contact me.
Does this have anything to do with the swag?
It might.
It both does and doesn't.
It does and it doesn't. Well, I love that she's, you know, without giving too much away, we believe Margaret knows Cher, but it's interesting that this is the way she's chosen to get a hold of her.
Are you surprised? And just, have you talked to Rob lately?
I'm both surprised and not surprised.
I am the Schrodinger of emotion.
Because, well, if I had Cher's number and I was related to Cher, I feel like I would have more direct ways to get in contact with her than Twitter. But if she's family, she actually has some insider information that Twitter is the best way to get a hold of Cher.
She's certainly not on the run from anyone.
She won't return any of my calls, but she keeps replying to all of her followers.
So, I guess...
I'm going to become one.
I tweet her. It seems like a good battle plan.
Merry Christmas. Hope we see you this year.
Can I have a Burgundy mug?
GOPs, Trumps, and Thieves.
Okay, so the last tweet we're going to talk about, it's a couple of tweets.
Yeah.
They're all politically related. The first one is in response to a tweet from Donald Trump.
Yep.
Now, the other week, during the fires
yep.
in California, Donald Trump tweeted, there is no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly forest fires in California except that forest management is so poor. Billions of dollars are given each year with so many lives lost, all because of gross mismanagement of the forests. Remedy now or no more federal payments. So there's a lot to unpack here.
Then you know what? I'm not going to unpack any of it because that just makes me infuriated and I'd rather look at Cher.
Well, I will just say the majority of the forests in California are under federal management, not under state management. Also, he's cut $1.5 billion over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So, poor management because yeah, you cut
your
money.
It's fault.
Freaking idiot.
You can't cut the legs off a table and then complain that the table doesn't
floor?
Work. Yeah.
Why is this table so low?
You know what? This is mismanagement of this table, Justin. I've had enough.
Whoever built this table?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Has not done a good job.
Andy, you cut the legs now. Off.
Okay, so Cher has screen-capped this tweet from Trump and said, "This is the conscienceless tyrant who wouldn't walk in rain with umbrella to support American vets who died in the Great War. He lost midterms for Republicans. He's a loser whose wife calls him out in public. Only reason he's coming to California is photo op because he's hated by so many." So, of course, Trump is coming to California after the fires to have a little photo op, to just be present and be stupid and walk around and just make
to
everyone
be a big old idiot.
Stir up the bee's nest.
So sick of him.
So she's upset.
And rightly so. She's so upset. In fact, she sent out another tweet saying, all in capitals, "Don't want Trump stepping one foot in my state. Don't want him contaminating my beloved California. It's been through enough. Fire, death, destruction. We don't need pestilence. Don't want to behold pale horse."
It's good. She's on a rant. I love it.
I love when this happens. "We didn't vote for him, and we have 3 million votes to prove it."
Ooh. Cher's in a tizzy.
"If the fires didn't scorch the earth, Cher will."
You know, I'm with Cher on this.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Don't come to California. Don't bother. You know what's going to happen? He's going to go to like one of those camps that everyone's been put into because their homes are gone.
Yeah.
As a temporary place for them to stay.
Yeah, and he's going to say, what a wonderful job he's done. Well, housing everyone.
He's going to go, "Thanks for coming, everyone." Yeah. "So great to see all these supporters
bang, bang.
Showing up for me."
What a turnout.
What a turnout.
Biggest turnout.
"This is bigger than my election.
Oh my God, you guys are amazing. Thanks, Minnesota. You've been great. Good night."
Oh, what a douchebag.
There's three responses to this that I want to talk about. The first is Bob Brace at Bob Brace 2, who said, "I hope it rains, honey." It's a delightful sentiment. Without the comma, he wants it to rain honey.
Yes, I read it that way as well. And now all I want in life
is for it to rain honey. I've never won. And the bees are going at, the bees are dying. The world is on fire. For once,
well,
can we have
matter.
Something fun?
Can we get some honey from the sky?
All I want is little droplets of honey. Is that asking too much, Justin?
I don't think so.
I think it's within the realm.
I think it's definitely in the realm of possibilities.
I mean, everything's possible if you believe.
Now that Trump's the president,
yeah,
anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Honey from the sky.
I hope it rains honey too. Wouldn't that be great?
Milk from the ocean.
I just
dip some bread in it.
I just
cookies go great with this ocean milk.
Cookies from the forest. Trees are chocolate now. Rocks are marshmallow. Think about it, though. Think of what would happen if it rained honey.
It would be a disaster.
It's a nightmare.
It would be an absolute... Everything would be so sticky.
Oh.
I mean, just walking
would be difficult.
I'm the person who, when I go to a nightclub, the end of the night, and that's a little, the floor is like...
Yeah. Yeah, that would be everywhere. And you couple that with the stench of fucking off milk coming from the ocean...
And we're right by the port here, so...
That's a nightmare in and of itself.
Because no one's pasteurizing the ocean.
It's curdled.
It's a hot day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of curdled milk. There is cheese coming up
it's
onto
got a
the beach.
Skin on it. We did not think this through.
Take it back. Take it all back.
Those cookie trees are stale as fuck.
They're not air sealed. They're out in the open. They're getting oxygen. Oh.
And there is too much sugar in this marshmallow dirt. Oh, this is a world. Nightmare. Bob Race, I don't hope it rains, honey.
No, you're Bob. We've explored it thoroughly, and it's a nightmare.
It's a terrible idea, Bob. Take it back before it happens. Don't will it to existence.
But Deshrinti at Bryce Alexanderson XD.
See, we've got another one. We've
mismatch.
Got
a mismatch. Mismatch.
It's that Russian mafia. It is.
They're after
to
everyone.
Get people. Change your name.
Change the whole thing. You've got to change all of it.
Yeah.
So he's replied, LOL, tyrant. For someone who acted in World War II movies, I would think such conflations could be avoided. Or is hysteria simply all the rage these days? Very sassy, Deshinti.
So for starters, I want to take out this last bit. Is hysteria simply all the rage these days?
Talk to the Republicans.
It's like you're new to Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is.
What our current day is built on.
Yeah. This is our bread and butter. This is how I eat now, is rage.
Yeah.
I get up, I'm hungry, I eat some rage.
It's not even rage. It's just hysteria.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it sounds very right-wing. This comment.
It does.
Which I think is ironic because the way Donald Trump won was all hysterics.
It's through hysteria.
Yeah. So,
yeah, hysteria is all the rage these days. It wins you elections.
Right. That's how
why wouldn't you use it?
Yeah.
What I don't understand is Deshrinti saying that she acted in World War II movies. The only one I can think of is Tea with Mussolini.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Is he suggesting that Cher was alive in World War II and acted in talkies?
I don't think so. I think maybe he's mistaking Cher for someone from Saving Private Ryan.
Ah, okay.
Or
he thinks Cher
Pearl Harbor
is Matt Damon or Ben Affleck.
Or Ben
Black.
Yeah.
One of those two.
One of those two.
He thinks Cher is Matt Affleck.
Matt
Ben Damon.
A.K.A. Cher.
Ah, okay. Maybe Cher's on the run as well. We don't know. That Russian mafia is after everyone.
I mean, surely he doesn't think that she was in World War II movies.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I don't know what World War II movies means.
Everything
here.
Is possible, all right?
Does he think Mermaids was a World War II movie?
He both does and doesn't.
Burlesque. World War II movie. He thinks everything... Deshrinti thinks everything's a World War II movie.
Yeah. And until proven otherwise, it both is and isn't.
You can't prove me wrong. I'm Deshrinti.
So
I'm always right. I'm the Schrodinger's cat of logic.
And the last one that I want to discuss is Pop Parrots TV at popparrots_TV, who wrote, this is who you voted for. Be happy.
Shut up, Pop Parrots. Shut your mouth.
Get lost. Sayonara, buttface.
Follow the follower.
All right, so it's follower time.
Yeah.
And we're going to go back to the person we were talking about before that we mentioned.
Correct.
Margaret Arista the Share Crew.
At @Arista_Margaret.
Now, if you go to Margaret's profile,
please do.
Her bio says, I love my famous family, the Cher crew, and Cher. Thank you for your tweets. You are real. And me and Lily love you so much. She said, thank you, Auntie. I love you, Cher. Heart, heart, heart emoji.
Now, nothing says reality like stating that you're real.
You are real. We've looked at this.
Yes.
You and I have looked at this page.
Yes.
Margaret claims to be related to Cher.
Yes.
I don't know if she is.
Neither do I.
Margaret has some backstage pictures of Cher. Did she take those herself?
The pictures were taken.
The pictures were taken. Yes, Andy. Yes. The pictures were taken.
Yes.
Very good point. The pictures were taken on what looks like a 1.2 megapixel camera. They are not
what is
good
this
pictures.
Evidence now.
I'm just saying they're not great pictures,
but they're pictures.
They are pictures. There's one of Cher arriving. There's like a thing of limos.
Mm-hmm.
and Cher's standing there, I think. I can't tell from the picture if that is Cher.
It is a picture of limos, and someone is in the picture.
And someone has taken the picture.
Yes, correct.
Yes, those are the facts. Those are the facts.
And this is what this podcast is predominantly about, Justin. It's facts.
Sussing out the facts, yes. Now, she's got another picture of her daughter, Margaret's daughter, from what we can tell.
Yes.
And the caption says, my mini-me Cher.
Facts.
Mini-me Cher has tattoos on her arm.
That is facts.
And one on her chest.
That is facts.
We've explored some really solid facts.
I've never walked across a lake that has frozen over before, but I feel like that is exactly what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing also is we know that Margaret has a son and a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Margaret has Christmas swag.
Margaret has her own Christmas swag. It's a mug.
Yep.
That says Cher on one side, and on the other side, it's Cher from behind.
Curly Mika loves Cher, who we've spoken about, said, love it. Jenny. Great. Jenny has responded, where? Want some? Quite demanding. Margaret has replied, they will be here in 2 days. How many? $15. There will be 4 more design.
Yes. Now, you bring up a really good point, Andy.
Yes.
Margaret doesn't write well.
No.
A lot of...
these are the facts.
What she writes is not proper English, nor does it have punctuation, grammar, really just any kind...
Syntax.
Just any kind of help for the reader.
Mm.
And usually it goes from normal lowercase into all caps all of a sudden.
Crescendos real quick.
She's hit the caps key and
yep.
And just doesn't stop typing.
We're off and away from that point.
Now, here is another fact. This is very sad, and I don't know the full story, but her son was shot. I don't know how. I don't know if it was in the military, but she said, yes, my son was shot. Oh my God, what a mother can feel. It's not good. He is doing okay. Did not hit any internal organs, but can't walk. But the doctor, this is all one sentence. But the doctor said he will walk in. It's going to take time. Thank you, my crew, for all your prayers and support. I love you always. It's hard to read and understand what's happening when it's written like that. I'm just going to say that.
These are facts.
These are facts. You're right. Fact show. And then... yeah, she said, oh my God, what is happening? My phone rang. Who is she asking here?
I don't know.
What does she think Twitter is? A helpline?
I don't know.
Is it a helpline? Is it a...
I don't know.
A service? The next tweet is, okay, crew, you are in for a surprise. I don't know how to say this, but GG, I can't do it. Here's an interesting one, because this is from 10 hours ago, and she says... okay, this is very hard to say. First, I love you all. Gigi, you ready? No, I don't know how to begin. First, my last name is not Arista. I'm so sorry, and I hope you will still talk to me. It has bothered me for a while. My last name is Southall. I am related to Sherilyn. Yes, Cher, she is Lily Aunt.
Who's Lily?
Who is Lily? Who is Lily?
Is Lily Cher's sister? No.
Lily is the baby that we keep seeing in pictures.
Yes.
Because she posts, I love you, Auntie Cher, XOXOXO, Lily.
Okay.
And then it's a picture of a baby.
Okay.
But who is Lily to Cher? How did...
Lily is Cher's aunt.
So Margaret is, I think, her mom, Lily's mom. So how does Margaret relate to Cher?
Can Margaret travel through time?
I think only Cher can. This is a... post from Margaret that says, this is me. I do shows with my cousin. I want you to know I love each and every one of you, Cece. And it's a picture of two girls, both with basically nothing covering their breasts.
Yep.
Posing in what looks like a strip club.
But I'm absolutely not going to shame strippers or sex.
No, not at all.
Or anything like that, because you do you.
Do what you got to do.
They're valid professions, and I say, go for it.
Yeah. Shake it.
I wasn't expecting this from a relation of Cher's.
Yes. I was also not expecting. And this is what actually instills doubt that she is in fact related to Cher.
Yes.
Now, that being said, you can't control what your relatives do. And just because you're related to someone who's famous doesn't mean you're going to enjoy all of the same benefits and wealth that they have.
You're absolutely right.
So it doesn't mean anything, this picture.
What strikes me as fascinating for all of this is that almost entirely her whole Twitter feed is about how she is related to Cher.
Protesting too much? I don't know.
I want to cast your mind back, Justin, to Lati K.
I do remember Lati K.
Who may or may not have fabricated an entire fan base.
Absolutely did. I'm 100% confident that she fabricated a fan base.
So I don't know if Margaret, Arista, the Cher crew is related to Cher. I do know now that her surname isn't Arista.
It's Southall. I know that she has at least two children, and yep, I believe a third that is an infant named Lily.
These are the facts that
these
we believe?
These are the facts. I know that she has posted pictures of Cher backstage.
Yes, that
I
is a fact.
Know, I don't know who took them. But I'm not here to hypothesize.
Nor would you dare to.
No,
no,
I would not dare.
We don't want to get in trouble, is what we're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? To each their own. You might be related to Cher. Margaret, you might not be related to
you
Cher.
You are the Schrodinger's cat of Cher relatives.
Yeah, correct.
You both are and aren't.
Yes, until there is further proof, you both are and are not related to Cher.
That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us today. It has been
confusing
to say the least.
I'm
leaving with more questions than I came in with.
Normally we solve a couple of things. Normally we
today
get like
today we just opened a Pandora's box.
I don't know what's going on. All I know is the mug is going to be in burgundy. That's all I can say for sure now.
As always, follow us on the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
Mm-hmm. And rate and review us on Apple, iTunes, and Spotify, and Gijimo. It's a cat in a box.
It's a water bottle. I've been one of your hosts, Justin Porter.
I've been your other host, Andy Ballock.
Good night.
Good night.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.